This is All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, director of Lincoln City Libraries. I chose the novel Lincoln and the Bardo by George Saunders because it's included on the American Library Association Notable Books list. I was aware of it because it won the prestigious Man Booker Prize in 2017 and was included on countless Best of the Year lists. Author George Saunders has talked in interviews about how this book came to be. He was intrigued by a historical detail he had learned about the death of Abraham Lincoln's son, Willie. As he told NPR's Scott Simon, he said, "I heard this anecdote many years ago about Lincoln having been so grief-stricken that he actually returned to the crypt one night to commune with his son's body. So I carried that idea around for 20 years, almost trying to shuck it off." Lincoln and the Bardo takes place in 1862 in a cemetery in Georgetown just outside of Washington, D.C. Willie Lincoln, the beloved son of the president, has died. But he is not alone once his little coffin is left in a borrowed crypt. The cemetery is full of spirits, full of the souls that are stuck in the Bardo, a Buddhist word for a transition state between this world and the next. Those spirits animate this novel. The book opens with their various voices describing who they were before they became sick forms, the term they used to avoid accurately describing their own dead bodies. Many of them deny that they are indeed dead. So much of this novel is told in the many voices of those souls, with an emphasis on those of three men who take a particular interest in helping Willie. The snippets may be just one sentence of a conversation or several pages. Many souls are introduced through the course of the novel. George Saunders has created a whole community of them, with pecking orders, feuds, and the kind of familiarity one finds in any small-town setting. Adding to those voices are chapters composed of pieces of information from historical sources. Some of these are bona fide from authors such as Doris Kearns Goodwin, while others are made up. These tell about the Civil War, the president, his wife Mary Todd Lincoln, and their son Willie. The cemetery caretaker steps in from time to time to tell what he encounters. The basic idea is this. Sometimes the soul stays with the body once it dies, as in the example of the many souls who remain at this cemetery, and it can create problems, especially so when it is a young person who has died. Sometimes those souls need some persistent persuasion to leave. Abraham Lincoln unintentionally leads his son Willie's soul to want to stay because Lincoln comes back and Willie wants to be with him. The cemetery's population is amazed when Lincoln enters the crypt, removes Willie's body from its coffin, and holds him. This is simply not done. And it ignites hope within those souls, reminding them of the love they once knew. But they must figure out how to convince Willie that it is time for his soul to leave, much better in his long term. And in doing so, many of them must face what they have steadfastly not faced, that they are dead, truly dead. As I read this book, it was easy for me to imagine author George Saunders coming up with this alternate universe based on that piece of history he couldn't let go. What about Lincoln visiting his son's body? Was anyone there to see it? What if the cemetery wasn't a quiet place after all? What if it was full of voices? And then, what if Lincoln's own life was also largely a chorus of voices? People commenting on the Civil War, on his wife, on the quality of the food and drink they served, on their son's illness. Voices that range from frankly condemning to passionately observant to vain to mean to trivial to thoughtful. And at the center of it all, mortality and death. In the course of the novel, many of the spirits realize how lovely their lives actually were. Only in death do they see that. Yet they are stuck in the Bardo partly because they won't acknowledge they are dead. And with them there, Abraham Lincoln, alive, the President of the United States in wartime, bearing all of that burden of death and destruction, undone by the death of his own dearest son. George Saunders weaves all of these pieces together into this novel that has garnered heaps of praise. Lincoln in the Bardo may be the most creative literary novel about Abraham Lincoln's life during the Civil War. It may remind readers of other books that allow souls of the dead to speak. Here is a description of Lincoln's frame of mind. His mind was freshly inclined toward sorrow, toward the fact that the world was full of sorrow, that everyone labored under some burden of sorrow, that all were suffering, that whatever way one took in this world, one must try to remember that all were suffering, none content, all wronged, neglected, overlooked, misunderstood, and therefore one must do what one could to lighten the load of those with whom one came into contact, that his current state of sorrow was not uniquely his, not at all, but rather it's like had been felt, would be felt, by scores of others in all times, in every time, and must not be prolonged or exaggerated, because in this state he could be of no help to anyone, and given that his position in the world situated him to be either of great help or great harm, it would not do to stay low, if he could help it. Saunders' writing is clever, seen in the distinction he creates for the many voices, the energy of the personality, and the sometimes surprising depth of people's feelings. Despite the somber cemetery setting, many of the voices are remarkably ribald and funny and very down to earth. And yet I struggled with this novel. I've noted before that I'm sometimes impatient with books that are written in unconventional structures. I recognize that this may be a character flaw of my own reading soul, though I know I share it with others. I sometimes felt that Saunders was showing off, more concerned that he display his cleverness than that he tell the story. As a reviewer, I feel a professional responsibility to give well-regarded books at least two tries. I set this aside the first time I tried it. I just didn't have the patience to listen through all of the voices to pull in the story within them. I took some time to read over the reviews to figure out what others saw that I didn't. And I knew that many of my reading friends had very much enjoyed Lincoln in the Bardo. When I was ready to give it a second try, I gave it my best shot, which means I got up at 5 o'clock on a weekend morning, poured myself some coffee, and sat down in my reading chair for a few uninterrupted hours of reading. And that propelled me far enough into the story that I cared to finish it. I'm glad I did. Now, clearly, I'm not gushing over this book the way that many reviewers have. When I found myself finally connecting to this story, it was because I saw how Saunders was using this distinctive, quirky, alternate reality to explore the most conventional and universal of feelings, our desire to love and be loved, and also one of its corollaries, that our brushes with death force us to realize how easily and cruelly we overlook, nearly miss, or undervalue the love that surrounds us. The book is Lincoln in the Bardo, a novel by George Saunders. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online at netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.